Greetings. Dearest children of the light, it is I, Sanat Kumara, who comes forth into such radiant company. And the temple this day is indeed filled to capacity. And I smile with such warmth and joy to be with you. The friendship that we all have. And dearest Akhenatens, words are beautiful, are they not? And he has indeed experienced many lifetimes, both ordinary and extraordinary, but in truth, all human lifetimes are extraordinary by its very nature. It is no mean feat to exist as you do. It is far easier. It is our nature to exist without limitation and not within the physical. So you undertake something that is indeed extraordinary, out of the ordinary, than how you would normally, in your natural state, move through existence. And you chose it. God did not say, you must do this. However, God does set before each parameters within which to grow, and a soul's contribution to the unfoldment of eternity, that one moment that goes on forever. But I do not wish to speak of this, and dearest Akhenaten has done so most eloquently already. However, I could not help myself to impress upon you the splendor. The splendor of what it is that you do. And often we have said that it is just enough for you to be here. That within the scheme of things, what one does and does not do is quite irrelevant. Breathing is already a major triumph. Smiling, laughter is already a major triumph. Tears also. Everything within your physical, emotional existence is to be celebrated, for it is extraordinary. Well, I'm going on again. It is a favourite topic. I have not experienced the physicality that you have, but I am not without form. But but I wish to speak this day more directly. And I am smiling so because it is such a joy. It is such a joy. To be part of a most marvelous unfoldment, a most beautiful unfoldment, and I am speaking of each of your lives, destinies, for want of a better word, that which divinity has placed before you at the beginning of your time, and which, like a most marvelous cascading fountain, pours forth throughout all of your incarnations a stream of divinity that takes you into a certain direction. And what a blessing you are. Most often you do not feel this. Perhaps it makes you uncomfortable to acknowledge it. But each is such a blessing to the reality that you occupy. You are literally God's gift. God's gift is life, and you are literally God's gift to that life. And you were placed here in this particular incarnation at precisely the perfect time for your unfoldment, for the continuing revealing of your purpose. It may feel as though you just go along, that time marches on and you march with it. But we know that our Creator and the supreme intelligence of the All That is so incomprehensibly amazing and all-encompassing that there is never a moment that has not been divinely manifested. With a greater purpose than we can ever know. You are not here randomly. That is what I am saying. And this incarnation is not just one doorway amongst kilometers of doorways of incarnations that open and close as you walk through them. No, each lifetime is purposeful. Is immeasurably significant to the divine thought and effortlessly jigsaws with all others within your physical reality at the same time. We have spoken of the majesty of this before. As awakened as you are, you still have your eyes half closed. That is not your fault. You are within the illusion. But God's destiny requires that each whom even has their eyes but opened a slither then consciously must contribute to the unfoldment in ways that are soul enhancing and life affirming. You have the capacity as the vast and limitless being of light that you truly are, even within this realm. To steer humanity to an incredible future. One that must come into being because it already has within the simultaneousness of all. And each step must be taken. Yet when seen from a greater distance, those steps appear as great strides. You are within the fine detail. But what it is that you do, what it is that you can do, from these heights appear as enormous strides forward. It may take a lifetime or two, but there is an acceleration of opportunities. And so it is, my friends, that there will be great joy for each. But you are an organic energy now. That is to say, you are haloed with the greater energy that has been spoken of. And that is what is so exciting. For you on your own, within this reality. Can only achieve so much. Yet the greater context of how it is that you come together, the halo of energy that is manifested, the radiance that just keeps shining more and more brightly each time we meet. This is a powerful tool, and I dare say it is something amongst many that you indeed came into this precise moment in human history to contribute. And remember that just because one's spiritual work may not necessarily appear let us say as great, fireworks, so to speak, does not mean that from a greater height that it doesn't appear incredibly significant. There are those whom have great fireworks about them, but from a distance they can hardly be seen. It is not the way of your world that things manifest instantaneously. Your world is an organic structure. Humans influence humans, person by person, group by group, country by country. It has always been this way. Already, each has rippled out and touched so many more than you realized. Just because you are not aware of whom you have influenced does not mean that you have not influenced. You cannot help but do so, or you are one. You have the group consciousness of your species. You are constantly reshaping your collective future, person by person. Each of you has dramatically altered, shifted, contributed to that which is divine unfoldment. Perhaps you may laugh and go, well, I just watch television every night. But you are not the eyes and the mind that watches the television. your thoughts, your motivations, your intentions, as well as your actions, go before you, go ahead of you. Makes the great strides. And like a wonderful living dominoes, so to speak, one act from you can collapse 1,000 dominoes in your wake, and you could be none the wiser. That is how beautiful it is. That is how intricate it is, that which God has manifest as the interrelatedness of all. But when you consciously do it, then God's gaze is cast upon you, and it becomes greatly empowered. The beauty surfaces. So when you begin to work with the overtones of your energies, when you come together, that halo of energy, how much greater difference will you make? If already unconsciously you make such a great difference. Well, that is enough. Remember, you are your own mythology. Don't dream small, for what a waste that would be. And I am your good friend, and I am in joy with you. I am Sanat Kumara, Adonai.